Now Jesus comes on the scene. And he knew it was time to teach his disciples a lesson and teach them the principle of faith and the power of words. And he saw that fig tree. He was hungry, had a right to eat, because anytime a tree is put here to produce something, some of you probably have apple trees in your on your place, some may have pecan tree, some may have plum trees, and different kind of fruit trees, which is good to eat. Now don't bring me no crap apple, okay? Some of you don't even know what that is, but anyway. And then, and don't bring me no green persimmon. Cinnamon, or whatever. But that tree should have had some fruit on it. And it was a good opportunity for him to teach them a lesson of faith. Not only for them, for us. He looked at the tree when he got to it, and the tree didn't have a thing on it but leaves. Leaves and nothing else. And he just simply said to it, "No man eat fruit from you hereafter forever." He didn't say for hereafter a day or two. He said forever. How long? Forever. And that tree dried up. But Peter and them didn't think nothing about it at first. They thought Jesus was just talking. They had heard him talk before. Then he went on into the temple, as you know, and cleaned the temple out, because what they were doing, it was not right. And you can't have miracles. And that's, I believe, it's the reason why we don't see miracles and the gifts of the Spirit moving, because people got too much other stuff rather than the Holy Ghost. Would you agree? Hallelujah. So he got all that straightened out, and they drove him out the temple. And then he told the crippled, the lame, you read the scripture, I'm not going to read it. And he brought them in the temple, and they got healed, and all that took place. Amen. Amen. Because this is what the house of God is for. And I showed you last week, who is the house of God? Who? Us. We are God's house. There ought to be miracles. There ought to be gifts of the Spirit. There ought to be salvation for the lost. What I mean by that, new birth ought to be taking place. People ought to be getting filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, glorifying God. People, this body, we ought to be laying hands on the sick, and they are recovering. Amen. In this body, this temple of God, we ought to be casting out the devil, because they have no right to the temple of God. Am I right about it? How do you do all this with words? How you do it? With words. You say, you don't go up to a devil and say, No, you say in the name. Peter used it on a crippled man that never walked before, Peter and John. Am I right? Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and people that never heard the gospel before, he got the lame to walk in, and the cripple and the lame and the maimed and all those that he worked miracles, the Bible says, down in the city of Samaria. Amen. All right, let me get back to why this is so important, and why this you can have what you say. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to this. I don't think we're very. I'm dry. I got to get to where I'm going. Stop the thing that you don't want by speaking therein. What you don't want, don't go around talking about it every day. Why are you talking about it? If you don't want to be broke, why are you telling everybody you broke? If you ain't got no house and you ain't got, why are you telling everybody what you don't have? Why don't you start saying what the word said? Didn't he say he gives us all things richly to enjoy? Come on now. Didn't he say that? Now, why are you talking different from him? Why are you doing that? Are you afraid to trust him? Are you afraid that to believe him, he's going to make you look like a fool if you say what he said? Is that the problem? Why are you doing that? I would suggest, maybe I shouldn't suggest, but I would suggest you're not too familiar with him. You don't know him too well when you talk like that. You don't know him. You don't know his word. You don't know what he has the ability to do. Am I right? So stop the thing that you don't want by speaking therein. Keep speaking the thing that you do want according to his will, according to the will of God. But I keep saying them, and your life will be filled with all the goodness of God. If you'll talk God's language to every situation. Don't say to your poverty, I'm so poor, I don't know what I'm going to do. Just speak it in. I'm a rich man. I'm a rich woman. Hallelujah. I have all things, and they have been given to me richly to enjoy. Hallelujah. I have the mind of Christ. I think like God. I talk like God. He's my daddy. I'm his child. And I copy him. He says it, I believe it, and I say it. I expect to happen in my life exactly what he said. Because I read in the word, and I believe what I read, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. The woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says, when she heard, maybe that's where the problem is. We haven't heard. When she heard, she changed everything. Am I right? When she heard, she said. When she heard, she said. And sometimes people don't want to change. They just want something to cry about. Just want to whine. So I'm not too much concerned about you this morning. I want to talk to the people that want something today. You want to come out of your situation? Or you just want something to whine about? Well, you have to excuse me. I'm not talking to you today. I want to talk to some people that want to do something. You tired of the devil and all of his junk he trying to push off on you? I want to show you how to overcome this. This is what the woman did with the issue of blood. When she heard, she didn't go down to the next down to her neighbor and say, you think this is true? She didn't do that. When she heard, she immediately started doing something. She said something. She said something. She said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. I shall be what? I shall be whole. I shall be whole. And what happened when she touched his clothes? She was made whole. Not halfway, but whole. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's word, they are faith fill words. And they are spirit and they are life. I want to say it again. God's word. They are faith-filled words. They are spirit. They are not seen by the what? Physical eye. But they are believed and seen by faith. All right. Hallelujah.